Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The principles that made this nation a great and powerful leader of the world have not lost their meaning. They never will. We know we can bring this country back. I'm Mitt Romney. I believe in America, and I'm running for president of the United States.
Mitt who? Does it seem to you that he is irrelevant in this circumstance, whether it's just me or whether that's the way people feel about him? There he is, making his official announcement. Sort of sounded like the cut from the American President, that movie, Michael Douglas, Annette Bening. I'm whoever the president is, and I am the president, versus the character running as a Republican, Richard Dreyfuss, played. Anyway, that's sort of what this sounds like. The field of Republican candidates, number one this week on the countdown. Doug Steffen here, Talk Radio Review. Things going on from the 30th of May to the 3rd of June. That's right, this week has represented basically the first part of June, and the action getting hotter. Rundown, actually, of the hits determined by Talkers Magazine. Radio is the focus. Conversation is the king. Sports talk radio, number 10 on the countdown. NBA, et cetera, et cetera. The NHL playoffs, Calgary, et cetera, et cetera. Here's number 9, the E. coli outbreak. Gas prices at number 8. Congressman Wiener's Twitter problem, number 7. Latest job stats are number 6. Number 5 is the study from the World Health Organization that cell phones and cancer may go together. Number 4, our relationships with Israel. Number 3, turmoil in the Middle East. Number 2 is the vote on raising the debt ceiling and the field of candidates running as Republican presidential fodder, including Sarah Palin at number 1. So here's Talk host Chad Hartman, who doesn't think that Ms. Palin is going to actually run.
There are a lot of members of the media who are ripping media saying, why are you paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, but she does suck in the media. Like, no, she is brilliant at manipulating the media that she dismisses on a regular basis. But part of the so-called media are established Republicans who want no part of her. George Will, Karl Rove, Charles Krauthammer. These are the Beltway guys who think she has no chance. And I have yet to see one prominent person out there say she is going to run. Everybody keeps saying the same thing. This is about building her brand,
mm-hmm.
keeping her viable, making more money, putting her in a better position to be that kingmaker or queenmaker. And I'll repeat what I said about a week ago. I think if she did run, while she would take a number of hits, because I still don't know how she would hold up under withering criticism, I think she'd win the nomination. I do think, because it's so quirkily open. I really do. And because I think the Republicans who are going to participate in Iowa, in South Carolina, not as much New Hampshire, but our Tea Partiers, and are well-read at center, and they want somebody like that as a contrast to Obama, as a contrast to McCain, too, because they didn't buy into McCain as a true conservative. But I'm with those people. I don't think she's going to do it. You look at her polls with independents, they're atrocious. They are positively atrocious. And then some data came out today regarding Republicans. Her favorable rating between 55 to 67%. This is Republicans. Negative ratings between 26 and 37%. That's in four major polls. Then you look at it, would you vote for Republicans only? 31% would say, yes, I would enthusiastically vote for. To me, that's low for Republicans. 24% say never.
Hmm.
Never. So I still think you could win the nomination. How can you overcome that? If independents, it's like 60 to 70% are like, no way, no how. She wouldn't get any. I mean, she'd get 7 Democrats to vote for in this entire country, and those 7 are all young men who think she's hot.
Yeah, I thought she was hot when she first announced. That's why I got very excited. I thought, oh, wow, this is cool. And then you listen to her, and kind of the enthusiasm dwindles and wanes quickly. 800-510-8255, presidential candidates. And we are focusing on that because it's number one this week on the countdown. Michael Shear from the New York Times posted an editorial on YouTube about Sarah Palin and her bus tour.
Sarah Palin, over the Memorial Day weekend, launched her what she called her One Nation bus tour, in which she was taking herself and her family to look at and experience the nation's historical sites. It was an odd kind of a mix of family vacation, in which she and her family would kind of go off and see the sites, much like any other family might do. But on the other hand, with a very political tilt to it. Here was a person riding in a big bus with a big flag, red, white, and blue, painted on the side of it, and clearly with some political overtones. This is all being run out of her political action committee, which is using the whole event to raise money. It's soliciting donations for her political action committee as she's going about each of these sites, and she's eagerly wanting to communicate this whole message of freedom and liberty, despite the fact that she doesn't want to communicate it through the traditional ways.
Pardon? Do you want the press along with you on this trip?
Well, I think I don't have a choice.
The interesting question here, from a political standpoint, is what it says about the big, looming unknown, and that is she going to run for president of the United States?
Knowing us.
What do you think the odds are that you will run?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's still, a matter of looking at the field and considering much.
And she's very much playing it coy. There's two schools of thought here. One school of thought is that she's using the interest of the media, the interest of the public, to kind of amp up her celebrity status. The flip side is it could also be a dry run for running for president of the United States. She's supposed to go up to New Hampshire. That's a big hint in and of itself. New Hampshire, of course, holds the first primary in the country. That'll be sometime early next year. She's going up there at the end of this week, just exactly at the same time that Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts, is set to go to New Hampshire and formally announce that he's running for president as well. And so there's a bit of playfulness there on Sarah Palin's part. Is she going to New Hampshire to kind of, psychologically mess with Mitt Romney because she's going to steal a little bit of his thunder? She also intends to travel to Iowa, another hint. That's, of course, the first caucus state, holds its presidential contest a few days before New Hampshire. In the meantime, she's not telling anybody. She talks a lot about freedom and liberty and the need to lower taxes, and she does things, for example, like when she got to New York, she met with Donald Trump, who of course has decided not to run for president, but is still a kind of larger than life character. Sort of amps up this whole question of celebrity versus politician. What is she? She's not saying, but always seems to have a smirk on her mouth, because I'm sure she knows what the answer is. She's just not letting any of us in on the secret.
What an arrogant son of a gun. That's why he works for the New York Times, I guess. That's why she doesn't let any of us know. Like, why does she have to? That was an editorial posted on YouTube about Sarah Palin. So it's more important to know you can do better than that. 800-510-8255. Help yourself as we continue on the countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. We think you'll agree that O'Reilly is the auto parts store you can depend on. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
800-510-TALK from Fox. Greta Van Susteren talks to Donald Trump about meeting with Sarah Palin.
So what was the conversation?
Well, we had a great time. She called me that she was in New Jersey, and, you know, I've always liked her a lot. I think she's a very, very wonderful woman, somewhat misunderstood and highly underrated. She's smart. She's a great patriot. Really, she loves this country. I mean, more than anything else, I noticed how much she loves the country. And she's not doing it with a wink or a smile or, you know, sarcastically. I mean, she really loves the country. And we had just a great evening. She came to Trump Tower with her parents and her beautiful daughter. And we just, you know, had a nice time up in Trump Tower. And then we all went over with Melania to the pizza place. And there was a big crowd, I will tell you. The crowd was enormous.
I'm sort of curious. I mean, what's your theory? I mean, the media, every time you mention the name Palin or Trump, you know, we all of a sudden seize upon it. We all want you on our shows, both of you. We chase you whenever we can.
Well, that's only because of ratings.
Well,
if we don't get the ratings, you don't have
us.
You know, your business is very simple. If we don't get the ratings, and I've learned a lot about the television industry, as you know, it's all about the ratings. And you get the ratings, and she gets them, and I get them. And if we didn't, we wouldn't be on your show.
Well, it's also not just, I tell you that the newspapers pursue her and you as well, as they don't do it by ratings, but I can tell you the newspaper reporters, they may suggest otherwise, but they're in hot pursuit, they're chasing
that's
the
true.
Bus, they're
that's
chasing
true.
You.
No, that's true, and she said it's the biggest crowd of reporters she's seen in years, and it was a big, big crowd of people gathered around the entrance to Trump Tower last night. I mean, people couldn't get into the building. You know, we have amazing Steven Spielberg, lots of other people, and they couldn't get into the building because the reporters were literally like 20 deep. It was amazing.
Have you ever met her before?
I have met her before, yes, and I like her.
Well, is she running?
Well, I actually asked her the question, and, you know, I didn't want to be too forward, so I said, I won't do it, and then I immediately decided to do it. And I really don't think she knows yet. I think that she would do very well, and certainly she's got a base that's very strong. But I really don't know that she is ready to make a decision, and I definitely think that she's not sure as to which way she's going to go. And I say that with great respect. I think she's trying to figure that out, and it is not an easy decision. She's trying to figure that out.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It must be that the planets have aligned and summer is getting into full swing because something unusual has happened here at OfTheField.com. We're having a sale. That's right, the Happy Summer Sale. Oh, we know it's not the official beginning of summer, but don't tell the wild food that. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. The best time to really learn, identify, and experience wild food is now in North America. It's all over by Monday, June 6th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the net, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. The season will likely be over before we have another sale. Even catalog customers can play by writing FREEFOODNOW on the top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off the merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food savings at OfTheField.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Your concerns and interests, that's all part of our review here as we take a look at what's, and you can take a look too, by the way. The list and all the info is at DougStephan.com. Take a look, take a listen. We are focused on the GOP presidential contenders and what you think about the field. Shane, listening in Cleveland, Ohio to the countdown. All right, Shane, what do you think of all these people from Donald Trump, who, by the way, is, he asked Sarah Palin, are you running? She said to him, you ought to run as an independent. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. A lot of the stuff I hear, Trump and Palin, he was right. They're great for ratings. Mm-hmm. But Obama, he could drop Biden and put up Kermit the Frog and Eminem as his Secretary of Defense. If they put up Palin, they're going to lose big time.
Yeah.
Most people I talk to, you know, my small people at work, they don't take her seriously at all.
No, she's a showboat. Yeah, right.
And that's great. You know, that's great for what she does, but if she wants to make a serious charge at running, she's going to have to get serious at some point.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate your call. Thank you. 800-510-8255. I think most people who think this through agree with that statement. Here's Talk Host Joe Pagliarulo, who has a couple of callers focused on Ron Paul and the governor of Texas, where Pags is.
Angel, what's going on, brother?
I just want to say a lot of brainwashed people are going for the wrong presidential people, man.
Okay.
It's just very sad to see. You know,
who should we be going for?
Well, just like I hear you talk about the, you know, Constitution and all that, I go for Ron Paul. He wants to end the Fed, and, you know, nobody likes to touch that.
Ron Paul's got some good ideas, but he has no chance.
Yeah, everyone says that because it's not the real, you know, this real behind-the-scenes people controlling everything, you know. They never really show Ron Paul all the time, you know. They give him limited amounts of time to talk. It's just, you know, how brainwashed people, whoever, they go for the best cheerleader. You know, Rick Perry or whoever is the best cheerleader, they want to hear, just like Obama, we're going to change this, we're going to change that.
Right.
We haven't seen anything. Where's the change?
Yeah, I've seen Ron Paul in several debates. He's not very good at it, and he has plenty of time to speak, and he stutters all over himself. But let's take that away. Let's say that his ideas are great, and some of his ideas are very good. I don't think pulling all of our military men and women out of every base and every installation we have across the globe makes any sense. He would like to do that. He's an isolationist, and that's going to be a major problem for him. Now, when it comes to his libertarian views about what government should and shouldn't be able to do, yeah, he's got some very good ideas there, and I would hope that a front-running conservative candidate would pick some of those up. I just don't think he's the right guy. Matt, what do you think? Hey.
I want to say that, yeah, Rick, you had mentioned Rick Perry, you think it's too late for him to get into the race, and I'm thinking that it's not too late. I mean, there's 18 months before the election, and the Obama media is every time somebody throws their hat into the ring, they're attacking the candidates and saying they can't win for this reason or that reason.
Right.
And I'm excited about a lot of them. I'm excited about Newt Gingrich, Tim Pawlenty, Rick Santorum, Michelle Bachmann, you know, Rick Perry, Sarah Palin. I mean, I think we got a great field of people.
I'm not excited about four or five of those people, but go ahead.
Yeah, but we need to just stay focused, not listen to the press on who is going to have a chance and who's not going to have a chance, because 11-2-10, you know, Obama took a major beating, and I don't see anything that's changed from that time till now.
No, I'm with you. I mean, not a whole lot's changed, but he's trying. You'll notice one thing, that he's out there, you know, Memorial Day, suddenly he's putting out the wreath, where last year, if I recall, he wasn't there. Suddenly he's somebody who's naming new military commanders, and he's visiting the troops. I mean, he's trying to look like more of a war hawk now that Osama bin Laden has been killed, and he's going to try to ride that wave into 2012. I don't think it's going to work, because it turns out there's a new study that came out that the military the military members are not huge supporters of President Barack Obama.
Now, what a shock that is, right? 800-510-8255. Okay, so that pretty much takes care of, we could go on and on, spend the whole hour actually talking about the GOP presidential field, but there are other things to cover here on the countdown, including the debt ceiling, which happens to be number two this week, so we'll spend some time on that as we continue to overview with your thoughts at 800-510-8255 on this week's countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Coast. 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You can get the connection at DougStephan.com as well. The poll today and over the weekend at DougStephan.com focuses on the news media and what it has spent too much time on. You may be interested in this. The options are, the choices are Sarah Palin, Donald Trump, Sarah Palin and Donald Trump, Congressman Anthony Weiner, Lindsay Lohan, Jennifer Aniston. My guess is it's going to come out to be Sarah Palin and Donald Trump. It's a very interesting field of candidates, only because there's so lopsided on one side or the other and nothing much in the middle. So that's something for you to consider as we move along here. Number two, the debt ceiling, or the discussion of the budget, et cetera, et cetera. Talk host Michael Kastner here with Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana about a bill that will raise the debt ceiling, and it was voted down this week.
Let's talk a little bit about something that made me kind of nervous. I was a little bit upset about this up or down vote on what was called a clean bill to raise the federal debt limit. $2.4 trillion. I still don't know why you guys just didn't say no to the Democrats and say, hey, you know what, we're not going to do this. I don't understand the whole thing about that. I don't know what the politics are. Maybe you can help me help clear that up. It went down in flames, 300 votes against it. Talk to us a little bit about the bill, and then tell us why the leadership decided to go ahead and roll with it.
Well, you know, since the Republicans took the House in January, and, you know, Nancy Pelosi is no longer Speaker after the last 4 years of what I think has been just completely out of control spending in Washington, one of the things we did is said we're going to start changing the way that things are done. We're going to start actually making real spending cuts. And we had a battle over spending cuts with the short-term continuing funding of government, and we were able to get somewhere close to $100 billion in cuts. But frankly, when you look, this year we're running about a $1.5 trillion deficit. We've got to make real substantial cuts. And so we've been having negotiations with the White House over next year's budget, and we're talking about cutting trillions of dollars, not billions of dollars, and the president's just acting like we don't even have a spending problem. And so the president came out a few months ago, as well as Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, and said that we ought to increase the debt ceiling and we shouldn't have any strings attached. attached to it. You know, we thought that that was a ludicrous idea, but the president kept continuing to insist that he ought to just be given an increase in the limit on the credit card without any constraints and cutbacks in spending. And so, you know, I think one of the things that was done is showing the president that not only, you know, this is something he wanted, so we said, okay, well, we'll give you the vote, but we're going to show you just how, you know, how united not only the Republicans in Congress are, but also a lot of Democrats voted with us to say, Mr. President, it'd be irresponsible for us to give you an increase in your credit card limit without some dramatic cuts in spending and frankly, a path back to a balanced budget. And so I think as the negotiations over the budget continue, I think now there is more leverage to show the president that it's not just Republicans, but there are a lot of Democrats that are finally ready to start attacking the spending crisis and start cutting spending in Washington.
Spending and the debt ceiling. Host Jimmy Barrett speaks to Bill Wilson, the president of Americans for Limited Government, about the bargaining going on over raising the debt ceiling.
I'm sure you've been seeing some of the comments coming out of some of the Blue Dog Democrats. Do you take them at their word here that they're serious about this as far as cutting?
Yeah, I think so, Jimmy. You know, as people look at the, if we just take the Obama projections over the next 10 years, we're going to add $10 trillion more to the debt. And at that point, just the interest payments alone would sink us. So I think the Blue Dog Democrats are being, I think they're being honest when they say they realize they have to cut. But, of course, the devil's in the details. What do you cut? How do you cut? And how do you try to move this budget back in a different direction from what it's going, put it on a different trajectory?
Well, there are a lot of people who think that you don't get there without tackling entitlement programs and the Defense Department. Those are the biggest areas of expense, and we're just not going to make any significant cuts unless we make some changes there. And then there are others who also say that we need to tackle some tax reform and all this.
Well, I mean, the tax reform part of it is obviously the most contentious right now, and it let's be honest here. There are raising tax rates would have the effect of just sinking this really weak economic recovery we're in. But that doesn't mean that we can't look to close a number of tax loopholes that confer a huge benefit on a very, very small group of people. Some folks refer to it as corporate welfare. And I think that should be looked at.
Okay, but if you go ahead and close some of those loopholes, would you also, Bill, be in favor, as many people are, of reducing the overall corporate tax burden as far as a percentage of what they pay?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. We have arguably the highest corporate tax rates in the world, in the developed world. And this is part of the reason why we're seeing sluggish job growth and sluggish advances in expansion in this country. And so, of course, we need to tackle that.
All right. So there's the discussion about the debt ceiling. You may be interested to know that Moody's has sounded an alarm over our debt limit and deficits, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody's got to get awoken to that. Is that the right English? Somebody better wake up to that. Let's put it that way. We all better wake up to it. All right, so next up is the discussion of cell phones and cancer. Lots of hubbub on all sorts of levels, the video, the blogging, the regular news coverage, but this one has really taken off in the so-called new media. So we'll cover that in a moment here on the countdown. Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302, ask for Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In an increasingly germophobic nation, you would think that people would take extra care to eliminate oral disease-causing germs from their mouths. Yet, according to a new report from the makers of Listerine Antiseptic, nearly 80% of Americans feel concerned about germs on their hands, while only 66% worry about germs in their mouths. Since one mouth can have more germs than there are people on Earth, we might want to think differently. Dr. John Dodes, dentist and consultant to the makers of Listerine, has more.
Many people don't realize that brushing only cleans approximately 25% of your mouth. The germs left behind can contribute to a buildup called plaque biofilm, increasing the risk for gingivitis and possibly broader health problems. That's why it's so important to brush, floss, and rinse with Listerine Antiseptic twice a day. And, of course, visit your dentist at least twice a year to prevent problems and keep your mouth healthy.
For more information, visit www.listerine.com.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brand Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food in 35 to 40-pound bags and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
All right, on to the discussion of cell phones and whether you get cancer or not. This is a big study this week. World Health Organization getting a lot of coverage. Here's Talk Host Kelly Lynch with Dr. Gilbert Ross from the American Council on Science and Health about the study from the World Health Organization.
What exactly is a carcinogenic hazard?
Well, before I answer your question, I'd like to correct you. The IARC committee that issued this synopsis of previously published studies did not say that cell phone use is a carcinogenic hazard. It said that there's some suspicion that it might be carcinogenic, but that much more time and further studies need to be done. The actual largest study that they based this commentary upon was released about a year ago, and it showed that for the overwhelming majority of cell phone users, there is no risk of cancer or any other adverse effect. Indeed, the moderate use cell phone users had a protective effect against cancer from the cell phone use. I don't believe that, by the way. I think that's a statistical quirk. I think that the increased risk of brain cancer seen with very prolonged and excessive hours of use of cell phones was also a statistical quirk. That's my opinion. The IARC committee report said, well, you know, there's not enough evidence, so we need to do more studies and evaluate the data. In other words, they did not give cell phone use a clean bill of health, nor certainly not did they say that it's a cause of cancer. I personally don't think it is. I'm using my cell phone right now, as a matter of fact, and I feel perfectly safe. There's many other concerns that people need to be worried about as far as their health is concerned, far, far, far outweighing this, what I believe to be a tempest in a teapot.
Can you put it in some kind of a perspective for us in terms of, you hear yes. carcinogen, people
well,
think the worst.
The committee did that for us, actually. They put the cell phone use, excessive cell phone use, actually, in a 2B category, a possible link to cancer. There are so many other substances and chemicals and behaviors in that list that we're all very familiar with and clearly do not cause cancer, like automobile exhaust, chloroform, lead, DDT. A lot of people think DDT, the banned pesticide, caused cancer because of silent spring and all of that stuff. I'm an expert on DDT, and I can tell you with 100% security, and I rarely say that as a scientist, DDT does not cause cancer. So I would advise people to chill on the subject of cell phones and cancer. More studies will be done, but at this time, it's really not a realistic concern.
How many of you agree with that assessment? 800-510-8255, a poll that I ran at DougStephan.com this week. Question, are you concerned about getting cancer from your cell phone? 40% of you said a little bit, but I'm not completely convinced they've done enough research. 29% of you said, no, not really. They're just trying to scare us. 17% of you said, yes, and I'm going to cut down on how much I use it. 14% said, no, and I still smoke as well. Next time you put your cell phone up to your ear, feel the heat that's in your ear. There's something to this. I think this guy is full of old shoes. It's probably not as bad. Well, who knows? That's the problem. One scientific group says this, and somebody else pays for a study over here, and it comes up with a different conclusion. So what do you get out of this? A healthy discussion, like the one that occurred on The View this week. As a matter of fact, the ladies here talked to a lady named Ellen Marks, whose husband got brain cancer, and she says it's because he's been using a cell phone for 20 years.
Here with us is Ellen Marks. Ellen, it was 3 years ago, correct, that your husband,
yeah,
Alan, his life totally changed. He was diagnosed with a malignant tumor in the brain. And you believe very strongly that this was caused by cell phone use, correct?
Yes, I do.
Can you talk to us about that a bit?
Sure. My husband was diagnosed in May 2008. He had a grand mal seizure during the night. We were leaving the next day for our baby's college graduation. We missed that. And it was about 10 days prior to Senator Ted Kennedy having the same thing happen. And our son had ironically worked for the senator. And we heard news that they were talking about his cell phone use contributing to that. And I was just flabbergasted. I just couldn't believe it. So I went to the computer, started researching cell phones and brain tumors, and I found excellent studies. I was shocked because my husband never had any idea. We thought we were protected.
Did your husband use the cell phone a great deal next to his ear?
He used it. We figured it out. The thing was that he used one for 20 years. He was one of the early adopters.
Uh-huh.
But when we added up, when we figured out how many hours per day, it came out to 1.2 hours per day. Many people use it more often than that.
Does the location actually matter, side to side? So was there a correlation between the side he held his phone?
Correlation between the laterality, the side of the head. He held it to his right ear for 20 years. The tumor was in his right frontal lobe.
Wow.
So, yes, laterality, dose, and duration. The type of tumor, glioma, which is the exact type of tumor the World Health Organization is talking about specifically now.
All right, so the ladies on The View ask Dr. Keith Black of the WHO if he's seeing more brain cancer because of the cell phones.
Doctor, is this something that you're seeing more and more often?
You said that this happened to Johnny Cochran.
Well, we don't know what he...
Dr. Black believes it, right?
Do you believe it?
Well, you know, Johnny was my patient, and he was a very close friend. He used the cell phone a lot, and he also developed a glioma. He developed the glioma in the location that he used his cell phone. It's very difficult to sort of link, you know, an individual to a particular cause. His loss was very devastating for me. I spent my life working on brain cancer. And as a result of that, you know, his wife, Dell, and Mark, a group of women called the Brain Trust, including Paletta Washington, created the Johnny Cochran Brain Tumor Center at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles to try to understand the cause of brain tumors and ultimately to try to find a cure.
Doctor, so, and both of you, give us your best advice. We don't know if it does, but it may. What is the best advice for adults and for children?
Yeah,
do your kids use cell phones?
I try to limit it, but it's hard to. I mean, they see those phones. They want to play with them.
So, you know, the thing to remember is that in children, their skull is thinner, the scalp is thinner. The radiation is much higher delivering to the brain in the pediatric population. So we don't know what the consequence would be on their ability to learn memory when they age. So we have to be very careful. There hasn't been a lot of detailed studies looking at this.
Do we have more brain cancer than usual?
Well, you know, the way to think about it is really think about cigarette smoking. If you start smoking when you're 12, We don't expect you to develop lung cancer at 22. We expect you to develop lung cancer at 42 or 52. So we need to have studies over decades to...
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you want to know the secret to growing wealth without losing money in the Wall Street roller coaster? Then listen close for a free offer from PlanofSafety.com. Would you like to create as much tax-free retirement as possible? Would you like to share in market gains without risk of loss due to market decline? Would you like to improve your current lifestyle while saving more each month? Would you like to know how to pay interest to yourself instead of banks and lenders? Call 800-675-1640 right now for a copy of our brand new book, Tax-Free Millionaire, absolutely free. If you want to protect yourself from the next market crash, grow your wealth every year, and save money on taxes, call 800-675-1640. 800-675-1640. That's 800-675-1640. Or visit planofsafety.com. That's planofsafety.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This week, there was a lot of focus on what some consider to be kind of foolish, another politician who is a little lewd, apparently, or I don't know, the crude might be the better way of discussing this. Anthony Weiner didn't do a great job of trying to keep people away from the concerns they have about a picture of him that he sent to a 21-year-old. Here from Fox, Gretchen Carlson and Steve Ducey talked to Eric Cantor, a congressman, about the scandal involving Weiner's controversial Twitter photo.
So, Congressman, while you are attending these very high-level meetings, meeting with the president, meeting with Joe Biden twice a week, what's topping the news for the last couple of days are the alleged photos of the crotch of Congressman Weiner. And I have to ask you, as another member of Congress, what is going on with this story?
I think the American people are sick of seeing their elected officials tied up in the scandals like this. I really think it's sad. And obviously, there's not a lot of clarity surrounding the reports that you're referring to.
Yeah, sure. Well, he tried to control the damage yesterday. He hasn't called in the cops. What would your advice be to Congressman Weiner?
My advice would be to come clean and clear it up. I mean, again, perhaps he's trying, but I know there's a lot of explaining going on without a lot of clarity. And again, the American people are right in saying that they don't have tolerance for this repeated kind of activity going on surrounding their elected leaders.
Right.
I think about his wife. I mean, I'm really saddened for his wife, and I think they've only been married a short time.
Yep, I think since July, and it's always about the cover-up, it seems.
All right, the political hot potato of the week, Congressman Weiner, who whenever I've listened to him or whenever I've seen him, I always thought the guy was a jerk, comes across as an arrogant jerk, and those people always catch themselves, if you know what I mean. Here, another discussion of so-called Weinergate. Talk host Todd Feinberg and Tom Finneran talking about some of the comments that Weiner has been making, which don't seem to help him very much.
He is cooked.
But
unless
happily,
he can establish, now the burden is on him, unless he can establish in a very definitive way.
He's already established in a definitive way that he's guilty.
It's unless he can establish in a definitive way that his account was hacked.
Yeah.
And the burden is on him because very few, if any, people are believing him.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Did you hear the sound from yesterday, Mr. Defender of Democrats?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
What was that?
Can you play that sound for us, Cooks?
Which one was that?
The certitude statement.
Oh, the certitude statement. What?
This is very bizarre. He's doing it.
Is it possible that this started out as a private photo of yours that ended up in the public domain accidentally or at least in a way that you didn't intend?
Well, it could be, or it could have been a photograph that was taken out of context or manipulated or changed in some way. So maybe
it's
a photograph that was dropped into an account from somewhere else.
So he's just pleaded guilty. Essentially, what he's saying is, I can't tell you if that photograph of my briefs with a lump inside is the one I took. Or maybe a doctored one.
I can't say. I don't want to cast this net wider by saying it's someone else. So I'm going to say that I can't say with certitude it's me or it's not.
I can't say with certitude whether that lewd picture is my lewd picture or maybe a doctored version of my lewd picture.
He has become the punchline, the standard punchline for at least the next 2 weeks, if not forever, for Leno and John Stewart, everybody else. Everybody is going to have wiener punchlines.
I do have my doubts about its veracity. Having nothing to do with the circumstantial back and forth that seems to be going on about it, my doubts stem from this. No way. No way. Seriously. No way. No way. In real life, my memory is this cat had a lot more Anthony and a lot less wiener. This is not...
A lot more Anthony.
Oh, and this is a guy who has lived and played political hardball for a long, long time. He'd have no shortage of enemies, people who are, you know, kind of rubbing their hands in glee in anticipation.
Yeah, I was reading last night. I didn't realize that he's a loner and he has no friends amongst the delegation.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
So did you hang out with this guy?
Yeah, really. Good point.
All right. Rachel Maddow, the first clip that was there, didn't do herself any good trying to vindicate one of her favorites there, Mr. Wiener. Number 7 this week on the countdown. The politicians, though, they get this arrogance around them, this shell, and they think they are untouchable. Not true. Talk Radio Countdown Show, produced by Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Stefan. Happy to have you along for the ride every week and every day as we review the hot hits in the world of talk radio.